Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Danny, I asked you before the break to think about, could the Blazers build a team like the Thunder and Pacers? And you kind of earlier told me, yes, but there'd have to be some luck involved. And that, what do you mean by that?
It's, you know, there is a version of kind of making your own luck, right? And, you know, one of the storylines that is coming out of this that I think is fun to kind of talk about is both these teams were built by trading Paul George.
Right.
Which it really is an interesting thing to think about. You know, the Thunder.
So you're saying the Blazers should trade for Paul George.
And then I think
then move him in a year or two.
He's got to be cheap now.
He's very expensive. That's part of the problem.
Trading pieces.
Well, I mean, you got to get the salary to make it make sense. But, you know, the Paul George gets hurt, has the grotesque injury, but comes back and then is ultimately he's going to be on his way out. Gets traded to Oklahoma City. They kind of make their own luck, is that they trade for a guy who's not under contract, but they get Paul George to extend in Oklahoma City.
Right.
Which is not, that is not a small feat. Like,
I remember not thinking he was going to do it.
Nobody did. And the same thing is true with Cleveland in trading for Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
When the Utah Jazz traded Donovan Mitchell to Cleveland, everyone, I have talked to people in that front office, the media around there, both cities, everybody was under the impression that this Donovan Mitchell deal was like, we got 2 years.
Dude, he was going to be a Knick.
He was going to New York.
Everyone said it.
It was the worst kept secret. And yet, because the CBA changes and because the Cavs get good, Donovan Mitchell goes, look, this isn't my favorite place. This isn't the place that I thought I wanted to be, but we're pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my money. I'm going to extend here because we've got a real chance to win something. And Paul George did the same thing in Oklahoma City because they got real good real fast. He's like, you know what? We got a little something here. Let's see if we can make this happen.
Right.
You know, it took the Pacers a little while, but they get Oladipo, who unfortunately is also injured, and that, you know, kind of becomes the end of him.
He would have been awesome, though.
He's a fringe all-star. He's a really good player.
He was really good. He would have been a great number two.
Look, if you had Victor Oladipo right now in his prime,
yep,
alongside Tyrese Halliburton, you'd be dealing with a vicious, vicious team.
You're probably the favorite over the Thunder.
I don't know if you're the favorite, but like you're talking about a series that's...
It's not minus 700.
No.
Let's just say not minus 700.
If it's not a toss-up, it's closer to a toss-up for sure. Mm-hmm. But they flipped Sabonis in what was a move that I would say is... You weren't deciding like the Warriors were between Steph and Monta, but Pacers fans and the organization, they love Sabonis. But they make this move because the Kings have two point guards in De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton.
Picked the wrong one.
And yes, they did in a sense. Like, Halley's better than Fox, but Fox is an all-star guard. Like,
yes.
What's unfortunate for the Kings is they now have neither. So you want to see the other side of this coin, this is what bad decisions and bad luck that you create can look like.
Right.
And look, the Blazers made their own luck by drafting Damian Lillard. And that draft was led by Chad Buchanan. He was the interim GM. And now Neil Olshey technically drafted Dame because he got the job 6 weeks before the draft.
Mm-hmm. Great pick.
All of the work was done by Chad Buchanan and his staff. And they empowered him, and then Paul Allen basically said, you're taking Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. Neil Olshey wanted to draft Andre Drummond.
Just thank goodness he didn't.
Yeah.
What a bust that would have been.
So, number one, give a metric crap ton of credit to both Sam Presti and Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan. But if you're the Blazers, what you're trying to do is hope that you can strike that. Because SGA wasn't a top five pick. Tyrese Halliburton wasn't a top five pick. Yes, the Oklahoma City Thunder did get a number two pick in Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, but Jalen Williams
is a number 12 pick.
Right.
Tyrese Halliburton is 11 or 12, and then Shea is 11
Caruso's
or 12.
Russo's a journeyman who's a huge.
But he started with the Oklahoma City Blue, their G League franchise, right, with Mark Daniels. So, like, it's about just doing things as right as you can with the opportunities that you have. And I know some people are like, well, the Blazers should have drafted Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson, as great as he is, nobody was putting him above Scoot because of the things that, like, when you're talking about building a team out, as great as Amen is, he has, like, even with a entirely broke jumper, he's so good at the other things, nobody expected it to be that impactful.
Scoot was being billed as if Victor Wembanyama is not in this draft, he is number one.
He could be a number one. Like, that's right. That was the thought process. And look, this is not a Greg Oden, Kevin Durant situation. Like, when you're talking about Wemby or Scoot or Wemby and Miller, mm-hmm, there was a very clear line of demarcation between the two. But when you take a look at the Blazers and you look at the moves that they made, I don't think there's been a move in there where I was like, they really botched this one. Like, oh my God. I know some people were like,
I think they've made two really good moves.
I mean,
to be honest with
two
you,
and Denny.
I would, exactly. Tumani Kamara, right? The Ringer just released their top 100. Mm-hmm. You have three Blazers that are on that list. Two of them you got recently. Denny is at number 61. Mm-hmm. Anfernee's at 87. And Tumani is 95. Mm-hmm. I think that Denny and Tumani clearly are players that you would use in high roles in a championship contending type team. Look at how deep the Pacers are. Look at how deep the
Both
Thunder are.
Both those guys would play for every playoff team.
100%.
Tumani would probably start. Like, Denny's a little different because of, like, his role.
Right. Where does he fit? Whatever. But Tumani plays defense in a way that he would work on every team. Yeah, every team would be willing to take him.
He would start on every team.
Right. And that's a guy that, yes, he was kind of a throw-in piece at the end of your Nurk trade over to Phoenix, right? But
wasn't a throw-in. The Blazers
traded specifically for him.
Demanded. Like, the transaction was not going to be done without two in the deal.
Right. Okay. So, for casual Blazer fans, that was not someone whose name jumped off the page.
No,
today.
He's a 52nd overall pick. He had a great summer league, because remember, the trade was later in the year. Like, the Suns, to their credit, did not want to give up two.
Right, but they ended up having to.
Yes.
It's very similar, and now there's comparable levels. But SGA is kind of a throw-in piece where the Clippers didn't want to get rid of him, but the Thunder said they absolutely had to have him. I think that you have the bones, or at least, I think if you squint really hard, because we both have really bad vision, we both have our contacts in, if we took them out and we had to look at the picture, mm-hmm, you have some pieces that can fit these teams. Mm-hmm. So how do they make the next step? And it can't just be luck, right? Luck is a piece of it.
They do have the 11th pick, which has done pretty well for both these teams.
Right. And Fort Minor has taught us that it's like, what, 20% luck, 15% yeah, luck, 20% yeah, skill? So how do we use that 20% skill to go in and get the right pieces?
And that's the hope, right? Is that, you know, you pick the right guy in the right draft that just hits like a truck. And the thing is, like, for all of the people like, well, the Clippers traded for SGA, like, yes, they did, but it's because they had Paul George. But people thought SGA was going to be good. No one, I mean no one, thought he was going to be an MVP. They thought, mm-hmm, okay, at his absolute peak, could he be a guy who makes an all-star game? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. That's why they got all of the draft capital.
Right.
Because SGA was not a, oh yeah, no, he's a surefire, absolute all-NBA guy. Because if you trade for a guy that has that, then the draft capital is smaller.
100%.
Like, again, I am not taking away from what the Thunder have done or what the Pacers have done, but there is a large element of luck. Like, and what plays a part in this is you look at certain organizations where you see the luck doesn't go their way, in like the Kings or the Wizards or the Hornets. And you can look at it and you go, but yeah, why does it keep happening? Because it's been multiple owners. It's been multiple GMs. It's been multiple coaches. Like, it's not like the Kings haven't had talent over the years. It's just they've never had the right talent at the right time. Now, can that be ownership meddling? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can it be overvaluing your own players or your own picks or going all in on things that you shouldn't go all in on? Like those things, yeah. I mean, those are all issues that you deal with, and that's where you hope the front office can do enough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.